I don't want to stop the Q&A for Paolo, but rather open up that I would welcome more general questions. I think this is a very good point to open sort of a more open discussion with Kurt Dekler actually talking about what future JTS sessions might actually bring up, and I think it's an excellent idea to consider management actually having a forum to exchange their experiences and problems. But I think there was a question up there.
Yeah, this is Pat Lockney, Library of Congress. I would like to commend Paolo for this discussion. I think it's very valid. I would like to just make an observation, and then I will end with a question, which is that I think, at least in the United States, the universities play a key role in educating the technicians and the curators, particularly in the area of motion pictures, where there are already three advanced graduate programs. But there are none for recorded sound yet, and none for television, which are two major areas of equal importance to moving pictures. I've, in my experience as both an archivist and an administrator, and for a period of time a teacher and a director of a school of preservation, it has struck me how little the academic community does pay attention unless they see something that serves their particular needs. It's almost a willful ignorance, which is expressed in how quickly they abandon the use of film in the classroom as DVDs and CDs became available because it was a more convenient format where they lost any interest or didn't show any interest in perhaps the visual qualities of motion pictures. And I would say also the tendency as working as an archivist over many years and running a major research center at the Library of Congress, experienced the frustrations of academics who felt that we were literally hiding something and preventing it from being public available because they thought that we were trying to keep it from them in some way simply because we weren't making it preserved immediately for their use, whether it was a nitrate original or a 2-inch videotape and so on. Little understanding that there are limited resources, limited staff, limited preservation facilities in all archives. So it's a rather narrow-minded approach, and I think anything that can be done to sort of break that open is important. I think the Orphans Film Festival and other major advances have been made, and I think Pordenone has been very useful. But I think you can look at the archive community and what it's done in the last 30 years just in the area of film, how it's really changed the landscape of film history, particularly for the silent era. And that has emerged out of the archive community, not really the academic community. Yes, so my question is, do you think it would be important to have a JTS in an academic setting somewhere as a way of engaging the academic community or in coincidence with other kinds of conferences other than, say, just FIAF or EMEA?
Well, Pat, I very much thank you for this question because this was one of my perhaps between the lines messages I was trying to give, and you're giving me the opportunity to be a bit more explicit. In my opinion, yes, it would be a good idea to have every now and then to bring the expertise, the knowledge that is being displayed in the JTS conferences in an academic context, absolutely, to the extent that we are interested in being listened to by this community. But I would go even further. I would like, in my maybe a pie in the sky thing, I would like to see something like a JTS conference happening in the place where practitioners in the restoration and preservation of the other arts are discussing their work. There is a wonderful book, there are wonderful books about anthologies about the conservation and restoration of the cultural heritage, massive books of 800 and more pages. And I am disheartened to see that the preservation and restoration of the moving image is not included in these books. Again, we are operating in the cultural sector. We are operating in the world of archives and museums. We always said that we deserve to be treated seriously, like at the same level of curators of the other arts. If we want this to happen, we should try to avoid, at least as much as possible, the notion that we are different, that we are separate, that our forum for discussion cannot be part of the fora for discussion that are being organized in the other arts. I would like us to be in the same room where preservationists of the other arts are discussing.
excuse me, Paolo. I speak in French. My language is Spanish, but excuse me. But Paolo understands French. Alors, I speak in French. Okay.
But someone will have to translate.
Une petite réflexion, c'est pour que tu puisses répondre. C'est que dans la formation, moi, je trouve qu'il faut aller vers l'analogique, parce que le digital nous amène à une sensation de la perfection de la nature qui ne correspond pas tout à fait à ce que c'est la vraie nature. De ce point de vue, je pense qu'il faut avoir une approche analogique de la chose, parce que la dégradation analogique, c'est une belle dégradation quand même. Hein. On peut voir des films très mauvais, enfin quand même un état pas trop bien, mais on le voit quand même. Mais si on tombe sur une formation qui tout doit être parfaite et que de ce point de vue, on arrive à avoir une formation, et va passer exactement ce qui se passe avec les conservateurs des musées aujourd'hui, qui a plein de choses dans les caves, simplement parce que dans les transports, il était cassé, une statue ou un tableau qui a été qu'on ne peut pas restaurer et on ne l'expose pas. Là, c'est une question de formation. Et c'est, enfin, je ne sais pas si tu peux dire en anglais parce qu'il y a la moitié du public qui pas
yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if the translators have been conveying.
Yes. Well.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I can only answer that. I do think that this is also what JTS is about. That's why I have admired so much the past and present work of the JTS, with perhaps the suggestion to give a greater degree of emphasis to what you were discussing, instead of keep talking about the analog image with a language that it's not typical of the analog image. In other words, to describe a 35 millimeter frame in pixels. It would be useful both for digital preservationists and for the managers of analog collections to understand what are the specificities at the technical level of these two kinds of images, so that preservationists of the future cannot just try to imitate. I am fed up with the notion of imitating, of making the digital reproduction look like the analog image. This is not what restoration preservation is about. But again, this in itself could be the topic for a whole conference. I would rather emphasize the context where this discussion is taking place. I cannot insist enough on the fact that this dialogue has to be done in a place where other cultural communities are hearing us.
I am Vittorio Boarini. I come from Rimini, Fellini Foundation. I will speak Spanish, so who wish understand have to keep this. Yo estoy muy de acuerdo con lo que ha dicho Paolo, con su ponencia y sobre todo con una de sus respuestas. Con una de sus respuestas que pone el problema de cómo la restauración cinematográfica sea parte de la restauración de las artes en general. No es una simultánea, es una consecutiva esta.
Is this not simultaneous interpreting?
Bueno, es que hay una discriminación. Sí, si uno no habla inglés, viene en alguna forma discriminado. Esto es la verdad en la FIAF. Bueno, este es un problema verdadero, porque hasta ahora el cine no es considerado del mismo nivel de las otras artes. Y el problema es tan importante en relación al problema de la digitalización. Porque de cuando yo he entendido en este mismo convenio, hay el riesgo que en el cine, en el campo cinematográfico, se vaya a hacer una equiparación total entre la película y la película digitalizada. Quiero decir, si una película nace como producción digital, bueno, perfecto, es un film como todos los otros. Pero si una película viene digitalizada, y yo sé que es muy importante eso, porque es la posibilidad de poder consultar películas de una forma muy, muy simple, etcétera, etcétera, todo lo que sabemos, y por la cual todos somos porque la digitalización proceda muy bien. Pero con la advertencia que una película transformada en digital no es la película. Y que nosotros hay el riesgo que de esta equiparación, que el digital, la película digitalizada es como la película, nosotros hicimos dos campos de aquellos que ven la película, digamos, lo original, y de aquellos que no pueden ver lo original, tienen que ver solamente la digitalización del original.
Vittorio, ¿cuál es la tu pregunta?
La pregunta llega ahora.
¿Cuál es la tua domanda?
Si tú tienes un momento de paciencia. No, o tú piensas que tengo que hablar inglés porque aquí la consecutiva se pierde tiempo y todo eso.
No.
La pregunta es esta. ¿Tú crees, y lo pregunto a todos, que sería bueno hacer un coloquio sobre este problema, que tenemos que tener en cuenta que la película es el original y para ver el film hay que verlo en la película como él nació? El digital está muy bien por muchísimas cosas, pero sería como si yo hiciera ver a algunos las pinturas en el museo y a otro la fotografía de la pintura, una buena fotografía digital de la pintura del museo. El digital está a la película como la foto digital de una pintura está a la pintura misma. Así que tenemos que tener bien, bien claro el concepto que el original de los filmes que son rodeados en película es la película, y esa es. Y que la digitalización está muy bien por muchísimas cosas, pero no se puede equiparar y decir que la misma cosa ver la película en película o película en digital. Son dos cosas muy diferentes.
Yes.
Thank you, Vittorio, for making this very easy and brief. I would, though, so Vittorio is basically saying that that film as an art form is transformed when digitized. So an analog film is not the same when it is digital. I would say the argument the other way would also go, that it doesn't really make sense to make analog duplicates then of digitally born films. But I think it's something that we should certainly discuss, and I would very much welcome film preservation and the work that we do in film archiving to, what shall we say, approach the status of the classical arts, which was also part of basically your talk, and also what Vittorio wants to also work towards, which is possibly also creating a better profile for documenting the work that we do, because currently we're taking over much of the industrial work in which the films are created and not necessarily taking up the artistic and cultural aspects of film quite as seriously as the classical arts. Do you want to? No?
I'd like to get back to this this issue of the other arts and our relationship to the other arts. My guess is that most people in this room are not aware of some of these things that have been happening where we are interacting with other conservation arts. So, for example, 53 years ago, UNESCO formed ICROM, which is supposed to deal with all types of conservation of all art forms. They've primarily dealt with painting, sculpture, buildings, things like that. 5 years ago, Crispin Jewett, who was then convener for CCAAA, and I spent several days with ICROM talking about how ICROM could incorporate the type of audiovisual material that we're dealing with. And they were very receptive, and it led to some other things. And we have never picked up the ball. What it led to was a set of workshops that are done for mixed groups, libraries, museums, and archives, who primarily collect something other than audiovisual material. We've had two month-long workshops for those. But part of the original plan in the original discussions was to have ongoing relationship with ICROM. That has fallen aside. We've just focused on those workshops, which we have every 2 years for a month. I think it probably would be a very positive thing to continue the from the discussions we had originally, which was to have ICROM incorporate more audiovisual in with all of the other types of art conservation. Second example, next week is the meeting of AIC, the North American Conservators Association. This is a group that has 10 years ago established a subgroup for, they call it emerging technology. Emerging for them, I mean, they mainly deal with oil paintings and sculptures. So anything 20th century is emerging technology. But 6 years ago, they devoted 2 days of a 4-day conference specifically on audiovisual technology, where the group of us who were doing audiovisual technology informed all of those other conservators from other areas as to why these things were important, what were our methodologies, and it was a really a great kind of interchange of how do we do things versus how do they do things. So I think there are things going on. We could certainly push these a lot further. I mean, we even do things on the NYU campus. There's a painting and sculpture conservation training program, master's and PhD, and we exchange things all the time. We have meetings together. Their students take our classes. Our students take their classes. So there's a lot of things at the global international level down to the local level that we shouldn't stop there, but I think it's a mistake to say that there's nothing like this happening.
I didn't say that nothing is happening.
I'm not saying that.
I'm saying that there is in this. I do not see many, or have not met many fine arts conservators in this theater in the course of this conference. And I just said that it would be a good idea to think about the possibility of having a JTS conference at the Albertina Museum next time, for example. It would be a good idea to see our papers, our discussion papers on moving image preservation appearing in the journals classically, normally dedicated to the other arts, where now the percentage of papers on our topics appearing in those journals is virtually nil. It is a ridiculously low percentage.
It's a low number, so, but we aren't.
You have to start somewhere, and we have. I agree with you. We have already achieved something, but we are still a far, far away from what I would consider a satisfactory integration within the fine arts arena.
Yeah, and much of this is due to us not making that a priority. And I think one of the things we need to do is to make that more of a priority.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I guess there's still much work to be done. I hope that many archives, academics, and laboratories have met during this conference. I would like to thank the Norwegian Film Institute, the National Library, and FIAF for hosting this event. Also, I'd like very much to thank the speakers for sharing their knowledge with us. Also, a great thanks to the translators who have been working hard the last couple of days. And also, great thanks to Jan Olsen and the technical staff here who have performed fantastically, almost no glitches. And then I would like to thank you for your attention during these 2.5 days. Thank you. And Asbjørn has a short announcement.
You're almost free now. Tomorrow we're going naval. And just a couple of words. 9:45, then don't hop on any boat till you get an Oslo day card. When you get this card, you have 24 hours of free transportation around Oslo, and you also have free admission to museums. Get this card, and you'll be happy for 24 hours. Next, when we land on the other side, on the Bygdø side, we will be divided up in groups. Look for your language. Look for French, Spanish, English, Norwegian, whatever. Okay, have a good afternoon.
We have a
meeting there.
Where do we meet tomorrow morning?
You meet on the pier, 5 minutes down here. We will be there with banners. We will be visible.